The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. Excuse me, Iris.
Bunshaft.
I did say it. Yeah, Bunshaft.
Yeah. Good to be with you, John.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Because I haven't seen you in a while.
And a healthy New Year
Thank
to
you.
Us all.
Thank
and
you.
To
Same
our listeners.
Here. And today is very interesting, and I was talking to our guests just before we started the show, and we're going to be talking about the 2020 census, which is very, very important for so many reasons, and Lisa Moore, who is the Assistant Regional Census Manager, will be telling us the purpose of it, how it's going to commence, how you can get a job if you'd like to get a job doing it. And she told me a little while ago, $23.50 an hour, which I think is a tremendous, you know.
Repeat that, John.
$23.50 an hour, which is, and I don't even know if this is part-time or you could put in many hours
part-time,
as you want.
Part-time, as many hours as you want. But no. It's pretty much part-time, flexible, evenings, weekends, daytime
nice.
Hours. As little as 10 hours a week, as many as 40 hours a week. So we are really actively recruiting to conduct the census.
We're going to send it back to Lisa. Thank you
yeah.
so much, first of all, for
yes,
coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
A very generic, the importance of the census. 2020, how often does the census come and the importance of it?
Yeah, so the census comes every 10 years. So it is in the Constitution that we are required to conduct a count of the population every 10 years, ending in zero. So it's really important for two things we talk about most often. It's the power and the money. So from the power perspective, the census will determine how many House of Representatives seats the state of New York will have for the next 10 years. So the population drives the congressional representation in the U.S. House of Representatives. So the power side of it. Then the money side of it, so the importance of the census for our local communities is really for a lot of our social service programs, our roads, our hospitals, our school programs, our SNAP benefits, our WIC benefits, depending upon the social services of a community. It's driven based upon the population. So it's the power and money that drive the importance of the 2020 census.
Okay, so just to back it up, a state that has gone from, and this is very simplistic, 1 million residents to 2 million residents, gives them a higher, they move up on the ladder for roads and repairs and stuff like that because of obviously the wear and tear, because there's twice as many people in that town.
Correct.
Versus 1 million goes to 500,000, that state is going to get cut.
Right, so the funding that ties to it's more than $675 billion that the census informs the distribution amongst all of the states every single year that's allocated based upon the population for these programs, for the roads, as you mentioned, those potholes, making sure they're getting filled. It's, of course, going to be driven by population.
Right. Mm-hmm. That in and of itself is so significant for everybody to sign up.
Yes.
And make sure your voice is heard because you can't complain. If
Correct.
You didn't sign up, if you didn't fill out the form, if somebody has called you, well, no, actually, the form's going to go through the forms.
Yeah, so
I'm not going to have to go looking for it.
No, you're not going to have to go looking for it. Actually, next week, our media campaign really kicks off, so
okay.
you'll start to see a lot more in the news, print, radio, television, about the upcoming census. But the census, when can you actually start completing it? We're going to be sending out the invitation to complete the census starting March 12th.
Via the mail.
Via the mail. The U.S. Post Office, we will be sending, for most of the country, we will be sending invitations to respond through the mail and encouraging participants to and the community to respond online and over the phone in our first big push. So we're really encouraging phone and online to complete the 2020 census, but we still have that paper option to complete as well. That will be in one of our follow-up mailings. So what happens is if a household doesn't complete the census either online or over the phone starting March 12th and into that into the several weeks following, in early April, we'll send out the paper questionnaire.
How do you follow that? A non-compliant. How do you follow that?
So we have several systems that are in place with our address frame. So we'll be able to see all of the housing units. It's all confidential, but we'll be able to see all of the housing units in our address frame and see how well they're doing to complete the census. For the first time, we're actually going to be able to see, as the community, the public, will be able to see how well your community is responding to the census. Not disclosing any one individual household, but a particular community or census tract that we determine, you'll be able to see how well a community is already responding to the census.
And that's the basis on which you send out census takers, I assume.
Correct. So then starting in May, so it's March, we want to encourage self-response, and March and April, self-response phase. So online, over the phone, or by paper. And then starting in May, mid-May about, is when we will go door-to-door to those addresses that haven't self-responded yet.
May I ask you this question? Mm-hmm. How do you protect your census takers? Because there will be people who will be belligerent or frightened or whatever. That's different from belligerence, though. How do you protect your census takers?
So the Census Bureau as a whole, we conduct surveys every single day. So we are actually in the community conducting more than 130 surveys every single day, knocking on doors. They're all done by sample size. So we've trained our field staff on our current surveys on how to handle different situations. Safety is very important for our staff. So we're familiar with different communities and the concerns of different addresses and different populations. So our census takers for the 2020 census will be in the same type of training. So we want to make sure their safety is important. If they feel unsafe at any point in time, they would communicate that with their supervisor immediately, and then we will follow up as needed.
Is that based on your Rhode Island survey or whatever that...
The test, the Providence test.
Yes.
The safety has always been the same. Like, it's
no,
always
not
a big
just
concern.
The safety. I mean, the whole...
Oh, the general census. Yes. Yeah, so we did do... in 2018, we did a test of the 2020 census in Providence, Rhode Island. It was successful, and what we were testing out is a sample population in Providence that we used to ensure our systems are ready to go. So making sure our online application is our census questionnaire is good to go, as well as over the phone and that paper
Right.
response and the door follow-up, the non-response follow-up that occurs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I think in all these things, there's always a degree of, you know, somebody on the other side of the door being nasty, but that's life in general. So
well, yes,
you can only tell
yeah.
a person, guess what? You go into an apartment building and you get the second person that's nasty, leave. I mean, it makes no difference. Somebody else will go back, or you're going to exclude those people because at the
you
end of the day, there's 98%
how,
of them that are
excluding?
Wonderful.
What do you mean you can't? You're not supposed to exclude anyone.
Well, you're not going to go in and have a fight with somebody, are you?
No, no.
Beat them up and say,
right.
sign them.
So the best way is that self-response. So really, if a community doesn't want somebody knocking on their door, right. they complete it online, over the phone, or by paper. So we encourage that self-response phase because we wouldn't then have to knock several times to
right.
follow up with you. But we will be persistent in following up with addresses because we need this count. It's really, really important. We get one chance every 10 years to make sure our nation is counted for the political distribution of voices as well as funding. So it's important for that. But then if an address is still resistant and refusing to participate in the census, we will use administrative records to help support who we believe might be living there in a particular
so
community.
So you kind of make a guess.
It would be imputed data, so from admin records.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the most accurate data is self-response. Mm-hmm. So we really want to push
right.
self-response. And what we do is we hire locally. So we're hiring people from the community,
know
the community. You might see them at the grocery store. You might see them getting, you know, at your gas station. You might have that conversation already to ensure that we're hiring locally because that'll encourage participation.
Right. Just saying, sometimes there's, and I forget what you call it, like this happens with political parties. You have to go to a house to get a signature, or you can go to a supermarket, which is a little bit more random, and sometimes it's not as accurate. This has to be strictly the house, or can you be at the supermarket with a booth?
Yes.
You
so
can.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that for the 2020 census, what's great about it is because you can complete it online. So as well as over the phone. So you're not going to necessarily have to complete it from your home.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Having a community resource center, having a group of individuals get together. If you get together every Friday, come together, have a little party, and complete your census questionnaire as a group. You know, of course, it, completing yours individually,
right,
online or over the phone, but just making it more of a community effort.
Making people feel more comfortable.
Comfortable, exactly. Comfortable, mm-hmm. Ask questions. We're here from the Census Bureau here to support that. But that is something that's really great about the 2020 census.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only thing, I have a question. You have, has to be 18 year old, has to have a social security number, be a U.S. citizen, has to have a valid email address.
Yes.
That's a little weird because does everybody really have email? I mean, I know people that are over 18 that do not have email addresses.
Right.
Oh, you don't have one, Iris? Okay, that's a perfect example.
All right, Iris.
Catch me if you can.
You should have done this show a month from now and you get her out before she leaves.
Perfect. So we do need a valid email address because the application's online. So making sure, if in order to apply for a census job, we are going to communicate with you.
Oh, this is for jobs.
For jobs.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Yes,
okay.
Sorry. So, yes, so you don't need an email address at all for the 2020
for the
census.
Oh, okay.
To be counted.
Saved by the bell.
Well, unless you want to work for us, Iris, at $23.50 an hour.
We'll set you up with an email address. Go for a few dollars.
Yeah. It's paid training. It's paid weekly, so you get a weekly paycheck versus having to wait sometimes 2 weeks.
You know what's very nice about that, and I'm not telling anybody to do anything, but for somebody who is short-term looking for a little bit more money, $23.50 is a good price. I mean, I think next year we go to $15 in New York. This year we go to $15 in New York. So 20, meaning 2020? Okay, so 2020 we're going to $15 in New York, which is good. It's a disgrace it took so long to get there, but it's good. This is $23.50. Now it's only for 2 months, but that person could work 20 hours, 25 hours, 40 hours. I mean, as much as they could do, which is great.
Right. And how to complete the application, we encourage everyone to go to 2020census.gov/jobs. So it's online, 2020census.gov/jobs. It's about a 30-minute application. No resume needed. You just complete, no previous experience needed. So it's great for, from college students to seniors to teachers, yes.
To our listeners.
Of course.
Yes, of our able listeners might be very desirous of having a $23.50 an hour.
Right, and you're not
job.
Committing to anything. I mean, the worst part of it is, March is we're coming to daylight savings time.
It would be May, so it's even later.
Okay,
yeah.
So the weather is nice.
The weather's nicer.
And you don't want to go out, you don't go out. That's the, you're not putting a restriction that a person has to get 20
Correct.
Signatures a weekend
no.
or something.
You know,
whatever they bring in.
It's flexible, yes.
They bring in.
Lisa,
mm-hmm.
How do you safeguard the personal information of each applicant? How does that work? So we don't feel that, like everything else, threatened by our information being out there.
Right. So for both applicant and data collection, since we are a data collection agency, we have to uphold high standards of confidentiality. So by law, federal law Title 13 prohibits us from sharing any piece of information that we collect with any other federal, state, or local agencies. We can't share information with any law enforcement agencies or immigration offices. We uphold confidentiality. We have a severe penalty if we were to breach that confidentiality. We need our listeners' trusts. We need community members' trusts. We need everyone's trust in order to ensure an accurate count.
How about hackers?
So we've worked with a top-level analysts to make sure our systems, our cybersecurity systems, are all set up in place. They've been tested. We are prepared for people to try and hack census data. That happens, there's always that threat.
It's
but
like
we
juicy
are,
fruit.
Right, but we are always mitigating that threat and also making sure
it's ongoing.
Correct, yes. We are consistently, as soon as you complete your census questionnaire, it's immediately removed from, it's encrypted and removed from the external facing firewalls as soon as we receive it. And no one has access to that information.
I'm going to have to break in here because we need to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. We're listening to I'm sorry, we're listening to Lisa Moore talk about the 2020 census.